We're back with David. David?
I'm here.
Thank you so much. You're way too funny. I gotta keep you on. I love. So
well, hey, I'm healthy, and when I'm healthy, I'm a really happy guy.
I know what you mean. And for those, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about the talk and why, you know, just in a real short, quick, why should people come to hear me speak and see the nutrition response testing demonstrated? Why?
Because you need to get your health back. It's just that simple. If you go, you can learn about nutrition response testing and find out how simple and straightforward it is, and how you can turn your life around, and you don't have to, you know, you really don't have to do a lot. You don't have to go see the doctor. You don't have to go do, you know, you don't have to do triple somersaults to get your health back.
And so, you know, one of the things is I was talking about the frequency of you seeing me. Now, you don't see me every week or every other week now, do you?
No. Usually it's once a month or once a few months, depending on what's going on in my life.
Right, exactly. So this is not a sort of a setup to come and see me, you know, for the rest of your life every week. This is the intensity of the visits on the front side are simply a way to get you on the rails relatively quickly so that you can sustain the lifestyle changes that you must make. True?
That is correct.
So that you can basically experience the results that I indicate on a weekly basis. And you have, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And so, do you feel more empowered regarding the quality of your life?
Oh, I am definitely empowered. I know that by the decisions that I make, that I can either have a wonderful life and have great health, or I can make the choice to eat foods that I know are not good for me and feel lousy, whether it's for a day or a week, and I'm going, no. I mean, you have no idea how many times people will offer me foods, and especially in the upcoming season that we've got between Halloween and Thanksgiving and the end of year holidays, that people are going to be offering me, you know, like 24 varieties of pies and cake.
Right.
And actually,
not a chance, right?
No, not a chance.
Not a chance.
I do not eat any of them. In fact, it's got to the point where my wife goes, "Why are you smelling that cookie?" Because I said, "I can smell the hydrogenated oils in this thing." You know, and I'm, because I can. I can actually smell the hydrogenated oils.
Yeah, your taste buds change, and in fact, all of your senses have changed, haven't they?
Oh yes, everything's gotten better, and I just want to make sure that your listeners all know that, you know, because I for one said, well, if I can't eat this and I can't eat that and I can't eat this, you know, you've eliminated like 95% of the things that I've been eating for 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years. So, what am I supposed to eat instead?
And
you go, well, you need to eat healthier. But your staff comes along and goes, relax, you know, Paul does his thing. We'll give you some recipes. And let me tell you, they gave me like 30 recipes, and I've changed some of the recipes because...
For your taste. Fresh foods, right?
Oh, yeah. So
It's fresh foods. It's about fresh foods.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love, you know, it's funny. I never used to go to the farmer's market. I go to the farmer's market all the time now to get fresh food. I go and I buy organic chicken. I mean, everybody at work knows that I cook up an organic chicken once a week. And
delicious, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So overall, real quick, because we're sort of running out of time. Overall, I mean, in your view, you save money by doing this, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I have saved so much money over the last 2 years by eating better. And number one, you don't waste food because you're going, hey, I just paid, you know, $14 for chicken. I use every little morsel of that chicken, and I don't let it go to waste.
And lastly, what would you say, real quick, what would you say to somebody out there who was sitting on the fence, who really wanted to find the missing piece, what would you say?
Get off the fence and go to one of Paul's seminars. In fact, don't just go run. You know, take your family, take your friends, take a busload of people, and that way you can all learn about it and pass along the health. I mean, because I, like I say, this is probably the one most important thing that I've done in the last 30 years for my health, is to come and participate in nutrition response testing.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you very much, David, for spending, you know, this time on Sunday. I know you and I are going to help somebody, and I look forward to seeing you in the office. Thanks again.
Okay.